Fill the whole house. Fill every single one of us. We want to experience how the stream increases. It is wonderful. The Lord works through the Spirit. We need the Spirit. In the Lord's work, the Spirit is the Alpha and the Omega. The Lord does everything by His Spirit. And that's why we need a lot of His Spirit. In His house, there must be much Spirit. Praise the Lord for the Spirit. The Lord doesn't work through man's power, or through man's army, but He works through the Spirit. And it really touches me at the moment. Also in Nuremberg, we've been reading in the book of Acts the past few weeks, and it really impressed me. The Lord works through the Spirit. The disciples were not that capable, but they had the Spirit. And through this, the Lord's work could go on. And that's why the Lord wants to give us the Spirit. Even today, He wants to give us His Spirit so that His work can go on. 2,000 years ago, He gave the Spirit, and also today, He gives the Spirit. He is the same yesterday, today, and in eternity. And even today, He gives the Spirit. And like we read in the Acts 2, in verse 16, it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. The Lord wants to. The Lord is willing to pour out on all flesh. And also us, He wants to give the Spirit today. Praise the Lord. The Lord is willing. And He needs our willingness. And the Lord even searches for those who are willing. He searches today. He's looking for young people who are willing. He's looking for us. He looks into our hearts, as we heard yesterday night. He is looking for such who are not just willing, but full of willingness. On the day of His power, He needs such a people, full of willingness. And praise the Lord that He searches such. And He's looking for people who are prepared for the Spirit. He needs vessels who are not filled with other things, but who He can fill with His Spirit. He's looking for a hungry people who have a desire for the Spirit. And for this we need a heart and a vessel that is empty. A vessel that He can simply fill. If I have a vessel, like a glass that is filled with something, I cannot continue to fill it because it is already full. That's why for the Lord we need an empty vessel. I enjoyed a verse in Luke 1:53. There it says, He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. It really touched me. He has filled the hungry with good things. When we are hungry, the Lord can fill us. When we have a desire for the Spirit, the Lord can fill us. That's why we have to come to Him and tell Him, Lord, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for the Spirit. I don't have any hunger for knowledge out of the Bible or knowledge, but I am hungry for the Spirit. And the Lord's work, it doesn't benefit if we have many capabilities or knowledge. But we really need the Spirit. Like we read in Zechariah 4:6, the Lord does His work by His Spirit and not by our own might or power, but by His Spirit. Praise the Lord, and that's why we have to come to Him empty and hungry.
Es ist so, dass der Herr uns alle Zeit füllen möchte.
And the Lord wants to fill us all the time, not just once, but again and again. In every meeting, for example, the Lord wants to fill us. How do I come into the meeting? Do I come filled with many thoughts in my head, and then I want to receive something from the Lord? No, we need an empty vessel. We need a cleansed vessel. We need a vessel the Lord can fill. Praise the Lord. Or how do I come to the Lord in my morning watch or when I'm somewhere on the way? Am I full of my thoughts about my colleagues, my professor, my boss? Or do I set my thinking on Jesus, who is above, who sits on the right hand of God, who is above all things? This has to be our focus. Then the Lord can fill us with His Spirit. And the second point that also touched me is in Acts 2, verse 17. The Lord wants to pour the Spirit especially on the sons and daughters, the young people, whom we are all. The Lord wants to give His Spirit into the sons and daughters. He mentions those. He mentions the sons and daughters first. He also mentions the old men later. But first he talks about the sons and the daughters. So the Lord wants to give the Spirit especially to us young people, because He knows He can use us in a special way. And that's why it is we as young people who should come to the Lord hungry, empty, with a desire for the Spirit. And the disciples on the day of Pentecost, they came together. It says in chapter 2, verse 1, they were all with one accord in one place. So they all had a desire for the Spirit. The Lord told them before that they should wait for the Spirit, for the promise of the Father. Then they will receive strength. So what were they waiting for? They were waiting for the Spirit. And that's why they were in one place. And this is a key for our experience of the Spirit when we come together. And we see this again and again in the book of Acts. The disciples come together and the Spirit can do something. The Spirit can fill them and the Spirit can go forward. And I really like this, that they were all in one place. And also today, we are all in one place. They were 120. We are almost 300, like with Gideon. And suddenly something happened. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. The Lord has ascended to the throne, and He comes from the throne, and He gives His Spirit from the throne. That's why it's full of power and full of authority. Yeah, it's a sound like a rushing mighty wind. It's not just a soft breeze, but it's full of power, full of authority. The Lord comes from the throne, and this really encouraged me. The Lord stands behind us with power and with authority. And this we can experience today, because we have the Lord on the throne and He works with us through the Spirit. Book of Revelation talks about the seven spirits before the throne. And this Spirit we want to experience today in His authority. And then it says here, the whole house where they were sitting was filled. Amen. The Lord wants to fill the whole house. The whole church has to be filled. Nuremberg and Stuttgart. And then there were tongues of fire sitting on each one of them. So all of these 120 experienced how the Spirit filled them. It says here, all were filled. Not just one, Peter, but all 120 were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
And also, we in this time have to be filled. We all have to be filled. And this is my hope and my prayer, that we are all filled, from the youngest to the oldest, from the smallest to the greatest. All have to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. And also in verse 4, it's encouraging how it says, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So they were speaking. The working of the Spirit and the result of this working was they were speaking. They were not silent. And this is really the key for the continuous filling. We have to speak to one another. And the Spirit also works this in us, that we talk to one another. So we speak to be filled, and the Spirit causes us to speak. And it says they began to speak. I like this. We have to begin today. They didn't wait until tomorrow or after the young people's conference. No, they immediately began to speak. It says they began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Paul says this in Ephesians 5. We can read this together.
In Ephesians 5, verse 18.
Amen. 5:18-19. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Amen. Be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another. It is so clear. Speaking to one another. We don't have to be capable to be filled, but simply speaking to one another, psalms and hymns. This is not difficult, to stand up and read a verse or to proclaim a song. That is simple. And when we exercise this, the Lord can fill us again and again, and then we can be filled with the Spirit continuously. When I realized how important the meetings are, I didn't want to miss a single meeting, because there I am filled with the Spirit. That's why it's good to have fellowship always. In Acts, it also says, in Acts 2:42, it also says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. That's why the Lord could go forward, because they remained in this fellowship. And they redeemed the time for fellowship. They came together and spoke to one another. The Lord really needs our speaking. And this touched me. The Lord needs our speaking. Because if we are silent, what can the Lord do? It says, I have believed, therefore I spoke. That's why we believe, that's why we speak. So let us exercise to speak to one another. Not just anything, not just what we experienced the day before, what we did, but let us be pure and holy in our speaking. Speaking the word of the Lord, what the Spirit gives each one to speak. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have to be continuously filled. That's the last point on the outline. If we are not filled continuously, how can the Lord go forward? Not just at the Eucharist, but also afterwards. We need to be filled after the conference. But now is the time to exercise this. We can exercise to be filled when we come to the Lord in our personal time. Let us speak to the Lord. Let us not just be silent before the Lord, but let us speak to Him. Because this saves us. Like it says in Romans 10, with our mouth we confess unto salvation. When we open our mouth and speak to the Lord, He can fill us and save us by His Spirit. He can give us His life, His resurrection life, and also His authority and power. I was also reminded of Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel also prophesied. He spoke to the Spirit, come. In such a way we have to come to the Lord and tell Him, come. Come, breath of God. When we all do this, we can experience how He fills us. At every place where we are, that we are continuously filled. We don't have to know much about the Bible or be able to speak in a good way. It doesn't depend on this. Peter and the disciples, they were not capable people or knowledgeable people. They didn't attend a Bible school or study theology, but they had the Spirit. And this is what characterized them. And this is what made them precious before the Lord. They were full of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen.